This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At 8:10, got some rough weather moving through the area. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, Tommy. How are you? Good morning.
I'm all right, sir. Tell me what is going on in Crescent City and the weather and the plans and the time frame and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's getting nasty. And I think the weather report you just gave is accurate. I think we're going to have pretty heavy rain in the line coming through till probably around noon to 1. I'm a little concerned with the way that it's kind of lining up, that it's going to kind of, focus its line movement over the city. So we may be getting a little bit more rain than what we would normally get. We're definitely looking at that. We've lifted parking restrictions, so now is the time right now. We did that earlier this morning. But definitely park your car on higher ground, and I would say pretty quickly here, get where you need to be, because for the next couple of hours, it's going to be it's going to be pretty spicy outside. They did have some tornado warnings over Ponchatoula earlier this morning, and they're looking at the same thing. They're going to be monitoring the water spouts over the lake, and so I think that strong winds, power outages, and maybe even possibly tornado-type activity is possible through the morning.
Colin, is this the kind of thing, if you can put it off and maybe ask employers to be a little bit patient with employees and just let all this pass before you try to get into work?
Absolutely. I mean, if that's a possibility, I think the best thing is to stay indoors wherever you are right now, away from exterior walls, particularly if you start getting those really loud alerts on your phone, because that's going to indicate a tornado warning. And we're already under numerous severe thunderstorm, flash flood, special weather statements, and all sorts of warnings right now. So it's fixing to get pretty active here very quickly. And again, it's going to pass through and be gone probably around lunchtime.
So when it comes to training, heavy rains, straight line winds, tell me about that. And, you know, we all know about the 1 inch in the first hour, half an inch every hour after that. How concerned are you? What are you hearing from Ghassan Korban, Sewage and Water Board?
Yeah, we checked in this morning with Sewage and Water Board. They've got stable power from turbines. So power outages there from commercial power should not affect their operation. They've got the great majority of their pumps are working. I want to say it's 96, 97 out of 99 are working. Underpass pumps are working. I would say, turn around, don't drown. That's the obvious mantra we send out there about underpass locations around the city. And if those underpasses start to fill up, we'll have public safety out there to close those off. They also have the beacons out there that go off when the water starts collecting in the bottom of those 12 different locations around the city that are underpasses.
So do you have any indication?
You know, they're talking about the possibility of, you know, two inches of rain per hour, which would, you know, give us problems after the first hour if it was constant with the pumps, but, you know, they would have to catch up after that. So, you know, I think this is an obvious situation where street flooding is certainly, you know, not out of the conversation at all.
That was the question. So when it comes to street flooding, scale of 1 to 10, your concern would be?
Probably about a 5 or 6 right now. Not from, you know, we'll see if it's major, but, you know, the minor street flooding that we see on thunderstorms like this, we know we're starting to get where it's starting to get warmer and muggier. You were probably out there this morning. It's warm. It's muggy. It's that time of year where we're going to start getting into these types of cycles. And I think this is going to be a morning to watch.
Thank you, Colin. You got the number. You need anything, let us know.
Thank you, Tommy. Have a good day.
Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. We'll talk to Robbie Miller, President of Tangipahoa, when we come back here on WWL. 8:17, rough weather morning. We're in for it today. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, City of New Orleans, saying maybe 2 inches of rain per hour, which would cause, as you know, a problem. If you can put it off and you don't have to necessarily go in right now, it might be a good time to, as the cliche goes, hunker down and wait. The causeway is still closed in both directions because of the weather. We're going to get pounded between 8:30 and I thought the time frame was 8:30 and 10. Colin's saying 1 and 2. So we'll have to watch that. Robbie Miller joins us now, president of Tangipahoa Parish. How you doing, Robbie?
Hi, Tommy. Thank you so much for letting us come on. We're doing okay. It's past us. That weather that y'all are getting right now, we were through it a little while ago. It's intense.
Did you have the tornado or touchdown? Was it in Natalbany or Albany? Because the two are pretty close sometimes.
Yeah, it was in Albany. That's in Livingston, actually. We had the warnings go off, but fortunately we didn't. You know, we had no incidents of it. Just intense rain and wind. We had trees in the north end of the parish earlier in the morning, probably 5 or so trees around the various places around the Kentwood area, but we made it through okay. It was just pretty intense for a little while.
Tell me about what do you know from the tornado in Albany, or have you heard anything from Livingston Parish?
We haven't got any updates on it. We believe it, as of right now, you know, we don't have any updates. Obviously, that would have gone straight to Livingston, but we typically find out from them too, you know, what's happening. And they haven't asked for any help, and we haven't got any updates.
So what do you know of power outages in Tangipahoa?
So far, maybe spot outages, no major outages anywhere. We actually came out really, really well.
And no hail, anything like that, Robbie?
Not reported.
So as
it was pretty wild though for a little while.
I can hear it in your voice, so I think we better get ready. What's that? Tim tells me 2,800 outages in Tangipahoa. Is that
okay.
What you're telling?
From
Clico and all the different people? Okay. So anyway, that's what Tim tells me. He had time to check, and I don't have the computer
Thank
in
you.
Front of you. So let me ask you real quick, what's it like now?
Just dark and a little rain. Nothing major now. Kind of a typical early morning, you know, thunderstorm now, and you know, sky's, you know, gray and sun hadn't, you can't break through, but just raining. I live in Hammond, and I'm heading toward A-Meet to our offices in A-Meet, and everybody's moving around pretty normal right now.
So basically, get ready. It's going to be rough for about how long did it take to pass through?
Probably an hour and a half or so.
About an hour and a half is going to be tough, and then after that, just cloudy and rainy, pretty much. What about schools, Robbie? Everything's going according
Everybody,
to the plan?
They were. I was moving around earlier in Hammond, and they were all going towards school in the middle of all of it. So, you know, we just went on and made life work, it appears.
Let me ask you real quick, when it comes to school, did you miss a lot of school as a kid or not?
No, sir. None. I'm 62. We went no matter what, right?
Well, I know somebody like that, and they sent their kid to school with a fever of like 102. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, we don't miss school. I was the opposite. My kid was the opposite. Robbie, we got that perfect attendance out of the way in the first week. We wiped that off.
Okay.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
My dad made us go. All right. Y'all have a great day.
You
God
too.
Bless.
Thank you, man. All right. Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish. The tornado that the Weather Service says touched down was in Albany, not Natalbany. Natalbany is in Tangipahoa. Albany is in Livingston, but pretty much on the border of the parish line there between Livingston and Tangipahoa. But Robbie said he hadn't heard anything, so let's hope it was a non-populated area. And nobody got hurt or anything like that. 2,800, I think it is, spotty power outages in Tangipahoa Parish. I think the causeway is still closed in both directions. Let's check now with traffic on WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, causeway closed both direction. It is blackened. The skies have blackened. Looks like nighttime almost here in the CBD. Quickly to Mike Buchanan with the National Weather Service. How you doing, Mike? Busy, huh?
We're very busy.
Tell me what's happening in the city and the suburbs and the surrounding area and so forth. What are we looking at, time frame, et cetera?
Well, we have a squall line of thunderstorms, strong to severe thunderstorms moving through the area right now. Right now, the main concern is strong winds. We're looking at winds up to 60 miles an hour, some brief heavy rain. We could get a quick inch or two. Thankfully, this line is moving pretty fast, so the flash flooding threat is minimal right now. And there could be some small hail, but again, the main threat is going to be the strong winds, and it's going to be quickly moving through the New Orleans area this morning.
Give me the time frame on that, Mike, if you would, please.
So we should be, the back edge of this rain should be probably by 9:30 or so, certainly by 10 a.m., and we're looking at this will be moving offshore. So we're really looking at a nice day overall, just as we got to get through the next hour with these storms.
So to be clear, the time frame we're looking at from...
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right now, until about 9:30, that's when the brunt of it's going to come through. Maybe an inch or two of rain, so the flash flood threat minimal, if I'm quoting you correctly. I'm trying to read my own handwriting here from the notes, Mike, because it's moving quickly, but the big concern, winds up to 60 miles an hour. Is that right?
That's correct. So right now, you know, there is actually for Western Orleans Parish and North Central Jefferson Parish, there actually is a flash flood warning, again, for 1 to 3 inches of rain. But overall, the flooding threat's going to be small because of the system is moving pretty fast. So the main threat is from the severe thunderstorm winds of 60 miles an hour. And that's correct with the timing, basically for the next hour, hour and a half.
Where are the winds coming from? I'm just curious. What's causing that?
So this was in association with a weak cold front that was to our northwest. And so there's an upper level disturbance. And we had this warm, moist air mass, as everyone can attest to this past weekend. And so it really organized this into a linear system when we have a cold front like that. So that's really the main reasoning behind these storms this morning. Actually, it's been well forecast for at least a couple of days now that we would get storms in the morning.
This is not a meteorological term, but I felt summer hovering overhead over the weekend, Mike.
Yes, one of the warmer days, especially yesterday. Actually, overall this week is going to be a fairly warm week. We could be looking at highs well into the 80s, maybe even touching 90 degrees by middle to latter part of the week. So it'll be be pretty warm here this coming week.
Turn the dial back on that, please. Not yet. Thank you, Mike Buchanan, National Weather Service. I know you're busy. Causeway closed both directions. A flash flood warning, western New Orleans and central Jefferson Parish. Small hail possible. Major concern, wind 60 miles an hour because the system's moving so quickly. Inch or two of rain. And between now and 9:30, 10 o'clock, after that, we should be clear. More when we return, 8:30, time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9. You always have a plan until the weather punches you in the mouth, right? Joe Valiente, director of, let me get it right here, director of emergency preparedness. Tell me what you are, Joe. I don't have it in front of me.
Emergency management.
Director of emergency management for Jefferson Parish. That's what, I know who you are and I know what you do. I just didn't have the title in front of me. Tell me what's going
on. Okay, Tommy.
How you doing? All right.
No, we're doing well. We're doing well. You know, we had to cancel an exercise that we had this morning because of the weather and the way it's shaping up. And you know, just you know, other than that, we're here, sitting here, standing by, and from a drainage standpoint of view, and we're definitely ready for this line of thunderstorms coming through.
Joe, I cancel exercise every chance I get, so don't worry about it. Tell me, what was the exercise? Seriously.
No, the exercise was for post-storm damage assessment. Mm-hmm. FEMA has changed the rules for that, and the data that's necessary to open up all these different services under individual assistance, might be rental assistance. I'm sure you've heard of the fact that right after a storm, FEMA will give everyone that's affected $750. Well, Tommy, there are actually about seven more programs that can get activated based on the amount, based on the severity of the impact to the area. So we try to collect as much data as possible, as quickly as possible, and that way we can get that information to FEMA and we can get those programs open to the individuals that have been affected by the storm.
Let's talk about, and that, just so everybody understands, if you're tuning in late, we're talking about an exercise that was canceled because of the weather, not anything as a result of the weather. What are you seeing in Correct. Jefferson Parish, East, West Bank, North, South, et cetera, Joe?
Well, you know, so we're in excellent shape. This morning, the drainage department pulled down the level of the water in the canals. So they're ready to, all of the stations are manned, and they're ready to start pumping as soon as the rain starts. So we're definitely ready there. Over the weekend, they were doubling up on the catch basin calls to make sure that those catch basins were open. And we've secured all of our construction sites throughout the entire parish and harden them so that because we're expecting gusts of winds up to 60 miles an hour. So all those various construction sites were picked up, hardened, everything was tied down. So we definitely feel like that we're in good shape.
You heard anything from Entergy? Do you know anything of power outages?
We have not at this point. We have not. So we have a very good relationship with Entergy. And so as soon as the weather really hits us, then we'll start looking at the outage map, and then we'll start moving from there. But really, in a storm like this, Tommy, where the line's going to be out of here in 3 or 4 hours, we typically don't open up a shelter for just, you know, those type of power outages unless it's going to be extended mm-hmm. time.
So I guess the message is what, Joe? Just if you don't have to go, don't, and be aware if you do?
Absolutely. I would strongly advise that anyone that does not have to be on the street, I would say between 9 a.m. and noon, I would definitely stay off the streets. There's going to be a lot of flash flooding. There's going to be high winds, and there's a tremendous amount of lightning associated with this front. So, you know, you just don't want to be out in conditions like that. We could have some flash flooding that's going to occur in the areas that are low-lying and typically flood. So, you know, it's just not a good idea. And look, Tommy, we're only talking about 3 hours.
Right. If that, Joe, because I was going to ask you that. Colin Arnold gave me the same time frame, and I don't know if the weather people are telling you something different, but they told me, Mike Buchanan, I think it was, with the National Weather Service, that this should be gone in an hour. But you're hearing more than that?
Well, no. The main line, the severest part of this system will be through I would say an hour to an hour and a half. But then there's going to be lingering rain that's going to continue for another two hours or so.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
And the canals, you know, worried about threatening canals with canals overtopping. You know, I know Cynthia Lee Sheng, parish president, concerned about people driving the canals, and rightfully so, where you can't see the street or the canal. Given the way the canals have been pumped down and the rain, it's forecast concern or not?
No, it's not a concern for this particular event, Tommy. But, you know, look what happened Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, we were expecting severe weather, and it just didn't develop. So, you know, weather follows a nonlinear pattern, which means it can change, it can pivot on a dime. So we're not anticipating it. It doesn't appear that it's going to be an issue. But if it stalls and it starts training over us, yeah, I mean, we could get flooding. But that's not expected with this system.
I'm glad you said that, Joe. And that's, you know, I think, and I was talking to her Friday night, I still think President Cynthia Lee Sheng did the right thing with Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish with the weather that was forecast. You never can tell. You got to err on the best side that you can. As far as Saturday's forecast, they were a little bit off. But again, you never know. So you got to, as the cliche goes, prepare for the worst and hope for the best, which is what you're doing. Any final thoughts, Joe?
No. Just look. Just stay weather aware. Listen to your local radio and television stations so that you're up to date and you know exactly what the system's doing. And stay off the street till about noon.
I didn't think we had to mention TV, but I understand where you're going, Jeff. Joe, thank you.
But I did mention radio.
I know you did first. That's the main thing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tom.
You have a good day. All right, Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. I mentioned Cynthia Lee Sheng earlier. Newell Norman's roast was Friday night, and I'm going to try to save a little bit of time to carve out and talk to him about this at around 9:45, something like that. But it was an outstanding evening for Delgado and our boss, Diane Newman, and J.P. Morrell. Michael Hecht did a great job as the MC. Joe LaPinto was the opening act for Cynthia Lee Sheng, who just brought the house down. And if you don't think Joe LaPinto or Cynthia Lee Sheng are funny, then I suggest you find video of this roast and you'll see what I'm talking about. Newell was extremely gracious and funny with his response. And all in all, it was a great night for Delgado, which has done as much to build the middle class in New Orleans as has UNO. So if you can support them, go ahead and do that, please. 8:53, 7 till 10, 9, busy morning traffic now, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, causeway closed both direction. It is blackened. The skies have blackened. Looks like nighttime almost here in the CBD. Quickly to Mike Buchanan with the National Weather Service. How you doing, Mike? Busy, huh?
We're very busy.
Tell me what's happening in the city and the suburbs and the surrounding area and so forth. What are we looking at? Time frame, et cetera.
Well, we have a squall line of thunderstorms, strong to severe thunderstorms moving through the area right now. Right now, the main concern is strong winds. We're looking at winds up to 60 miles an hour, some brief heavy rain. We could get a quick inch or two. Thankfully, this line is moving pretty fast, so the flash flooding threat is minimal right now. And there could be some small hail, but again, the main threat is going to be the strong winds. And it's going to be quickly moving through the New Orleans area this morning.
Give me the time frame on that, Mike, if you would, please.
So we should be, the back edge of this rain should be probably by 9:30 or so, certainly by 10 a.m. And we're looking at this will be moving offshore. So we're really looking at a nice day overall, just as we got to get through the next hour with these storms.
So to be clear, the time frame we're looking at from right now until about 9:30, that's when the brunt of it's going to come through, maybe an inch or two of rain. So the flash flood threat minimal, if I'm quoting you correctly. I'm trying to read my own handwriting here from the notes, Mike, because it's moving quickly, but the big concern, winds up to 60 miles an hour. Is that right?
That's correct. So right now, there is actually for Western Orleans Parish and North Central Jefferson Parish, there actually is a flash flood warning, again, for 1 to 3 inches of rain.
But overall, the flooding threat's going to be small because of the system is moving pretty fast. So the main threat is from the severe thunderstorm winds of 60 miles an hour. And that's correct with the timing, basically for the next hour, hour and a half.
Where are the winds coming from? I'm just curious, what's causing it?
So this was in association with a weak cold front that was to our northwest. And so there's an upper-level disturbance. And we had this warm, moist air mass, as everyone can attest to this past weekend. And so it really organized this into a linear system when we have a cold front like that. So that's really the main reasoning behind these storms this morning. Actually, it's been well forecast for at least a couple of days now that we would get storms in the morning.
This is not a meteorological term, but I felt summer hovering overhead over the weekend, Mike.
Yeah, so one of the warmer days, especially yesterday. Actually, overall this week is going to be a fairly warm week. We could be looking at highs well into the 80s, maybe even touching 90 degrees by middle to latter part of the week. So it'll be pretty warm here this coming week.
Turn the dial back on that, please. Not yet. Thank you, Mike Buchanan, National Weather Service. I know you're busy. Causeway closed both directions. A flash flood warning, western New Orleans and central Jefferson Parish. Small hail possible. Major concern, wind 60 miles an hour because the system's moving so quickly. Inch or two of rain. And between now and 9:30, 10 o'clock, after that, we should be clear. More when we return, 8:30, time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9. You always have a plan until the weather punches you in the mouth, right? Joe Valiente, director of, let me get it right here, director of emergency preparedness. Tell me what you are, Joe. I don't have it in front of me.
Emergency management.
Director of emergency management for Jefferson Parish. That's what, I know who you are and I know what you do. I just didn't have the title in front of me. Tell me what's going
on. Okay, Tommy.
How you doing? All right.
No, we're doing well. We're doing well. You know, we had to cancel an exercise that we had this morning because of the weather and the way it's shaping up. And you know, just you know, other than that, we're here, sitting here, standing by, and from a drainage standpoint of view, and we're definitely ready for this line of thunderstorms coming through.
Joe, I cancel exercise every chance I get, so don't worry about it. Tell me, what was the exercise? Seriously.
No, the exercise was for post-storm damage assessment. Mm-hmm. FEMA has changed the rules for that, and the data that's necessary to open up all these different services under individual assistance, might be rental assistance. I'm sure you've heard of the fact that right after a storm, FEMA will give everyone that's affected $750. Well, Tommy, there are actually about seven more programs that can get activated based on the amount, based on the severity of the impact to the area. So we try to collect as much data as possible, as quickly as possible, and that way we can get that information to FEMA and we can get those programs open to the individuals that have been affected by the storm.
Let's talk about, and that, just so everybody understands, if you're tuning in late, we're talking about an exercise that was canceled because of the weather, not anything as a result of the weather. What are you seeing in
Correct.
Jefferson Parish, East, West Bank, North, South, et cetera, Joe?
Well, you know, so we're in excellent shape. This morning, the drainage department pulled down the level of the water in the canals. So they're ready to, all of the stations are manned, and they're ready to start pumping as soon as the rain starts. So we're definitely ready there. Over the weekend, they were doubling up on the catch basin calls to make sure that those catch basins were open. And we've secured all of our construction sites throughout the entire parish and harden them so that because we're expecting gusts of winds up to 60 miles an hour. So all those various construction sites were picked up, hardened, everything was tied down. So we definitely feel like that we're in good shape.
You heard anything from Entergy? Do you know anything of power outages?
We have not at this point. We have not. So we have a very good relationship with Entergy. And so as soon as the weather really hits us, then we'll start looking at the outage map, and then we'll start moving from there. But really, in a storm like this, Tommy, where the line's going to be out of here in 3 or 4 hours, we typically don't open up a shelter for just, you know, those type of power outages, unless it's going to be extended time.
So I guess the message is what, Joe? Just if you don't have to go, don't, and be aware if you do?
There's absolutely. I would strongly advise that anyone that does not have to be on the street, I would say between 9 a.m. and noon, I would definitely stay off the streets. There's going to be a lot of flash flooding. There's going to be high winds, and there's a tremendous amount of lightning associated with this front. So, you know, you just don't want to be out in conditions like that. We could have some flash flooding that's going to occur in the areas that are low-lying and typically flood. So, you know, it's just not a good idea. And look, Tommy, we're only talking about 3 hours.
Right. If that, Joe, because I was going to ask you that. Colin Arnold gave me the same time frame, and I don't know if the weather people are telling you something different, but they told me, Mike Buchanan, I think it was, with the National Weather Service, that this should be gone in an hour. But you're hearing more than that?
Well, no. The main line, the severest part of this system will be through, I would say, an hour to an hour and a half. But then there's going to be lingering rain that's going to continue for another two hours or so.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
And the canals, you know, worried about threatening canals with canals rather overtopping. You know, I know Cynthia Lee Sheng, parish president, concerned about people driving the canals, and rightfully so, where you can't see the street or the canal. Given the way the canals have been pumped down and the rain, it's forecast concern or not?
No, it's not a concern for this particular event, Tommy, but, you know, look what happened Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were expecting severe weather, and it just didn't develop. So, you know, weather follows a nonlinear pattern, which means it can change, it can pivot on a dime. So we're not anticipating it. It doesn't appear that it's going to be an issue. But if it stalls and it starts training over us, yeah, I mean, we could get flooding. But that's not expected with this system.
I'm glad you said that, Joe. And that's, you know, I think, and I was talking to her Friday night, I still think President Cynthia Lee Sheng did the right thing with Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish with the weather that was forecast. You never can tell. You got to err on the best side that you can. As far as Saturday's forecast, they were a little bit off. But again, you never know. So you got to, as the cliche goes, prepare for the worst and hope for the best, which is what you're doing. Any final thoughts, Joe?
No. Just look, just stay weather aware. Listen to your local radio and television stations so that you're up to date and you know exactly what the system's doing. And stay off the street till about noon.
I didn't think we had to mention TV, but I understand where you're going, Jeff. Joe, thank you.
But I did mention radio.
I know you did first. That's the main thing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tom.
You have a good day. All right, Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. I mentioned Cynthia Lee Sheng earlier. Newell Norman's roast was Friday night, and I'm going to try to save a little bit of time to carve out and talk to him about this at around 9:45, something like that. But it was an outstanding evening for Delgado and our boss, Diane Newman, and J.P. Morrell. Michael Hecht did a great job as the MC. Joe Lapinto was the opening act for Cynthia Lee Sheng, who just brought the house down. And if you don't think Joe Lapinto or Cynthia Lee Sheng are funny, then I suggest you find video of this roast and you'll see what I'm talking about. Newell was extremely gracious and funny with his response. And all in all, it was a great night for Delgado, which has done as much to build the middle class in New Orleans as has UNO. So if you can support them, go ahead and do that, please. 8:53, 7 till 10, 9, busy morning traffic now, WWL.